We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is WWJ All Local.
Developing news this morning on WWJ. Some Detroit public school teachers are not happy their district is reopening for summer classes today. Let's go live and local to WWJ's Vicki Thomas for the details. Hi, Vicki.
And good morning, Tom. Yes, these teachers are not happy. They are here outside of the West Side bus terminal. This is one of the places, the only places I'm told, where the buses are rolling for summer school. And I'm here live with teacher Nicole Conaway. And tell me, what are you guys asking? I hear protesters chanting that Duggan and Superintendent Dr. Nicolai Vitti need to resign immediately.
Yeah, that's right, because they're endangering the lives of the young Black and Latino, mainly people of Detroit, and teachers and the entire community by opening schools during a time when COVID cases are rising. We absolutely have no control of this pandemic. We know it will spread in the schools, and so they need to go, because we cannot have leaders who are willing to take those kind of risks with the lives of our children in the city of Detroit, especially when we were already hit so hard with COVID. This is like a new Tuskegee experiment, using the children of Detroit as guinea pigs, and it is not acceptable. And so we want, you know, any parents listening, keep your kids home if you were planning to take them. They lied to you. It is not going to be safe in schools. Teachers, stay home. And bus drivers, if you're out there listening, take the day off. We are filing an emergency injunction at 9 a.m. to keep the schools closed, because we want to keep everybody safe and everybody alive.
All right, that's Nicole Conaway, a high school science teacher, among the protesters out here. And I would say they're close to maybe 80 and more are coming. I did talk to one bus driver. Well, she actually works inside the building, but she went home. She did not want to cross this line of protesters. Again, court action taking place later this morning. Reporting live and local on Detroit's West Side, Vicki Thomas, WWJ News Radio 950.
The number of confirmed cases of coronavirus in Michigan continue to be a worry. More than 1,000 new cases were reported over the weekend, pushing the statewide total since the pandemic began in mid-March to more than 69,000. The state health department says nearly 54,000 people have recovered. 29 deaths also reported this weekend, bringing the total number of people in Michigan who have died from the coronavirus to 6,068.
The governor continues to pin her hopes on common sense, resulting in more persons wearing masks to combat the coronavirus. WWJ's Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubick reports penalties kick in today.
Ever since Michigan's first COVID case back in March, the governor's been preaching the same message: mask up, mask up, mask up. If she is appealing to your common sense that this is the safest thing to do, you might conclude that the common sense argument is no longer working, because still lots of people have listened to her arguments, but still many people are not. And in a sense, arguing common sense has the governor preaching to the choir. She's already got those people on board. They're wearing the masks. It's the others that have ignored common sense that now she must face. How do I get them on board? Reporting from Lansing, Tim Skubick, WWJ News Radio 950.
Coast Guard beginning a search last night for a man who is missing in Lake Michigan. Let's go live to WWJ's Beth Fisher for more on this developing story, Beth.
Roberta, a friend of the man reported him missing last night off North Beach in South Haven. Area emergency services say the man was fighting against rough water conditions. There were red flags flying. There was a rip current with waves 5 to 6 feet. Another man was rescued earlier who was swept into the North Pier into the Black River Channel, but someone threw him a life ring. Reporting live, Beth Fisher, WWJ News Radio 950.
Tonight's a big night for Ford as they bring back the Bronco after a quarter-century hiatus. While many people remember the Bronco for a famous low-speed police chase, WWJ's Out-of-B reporter Jeff Gilbert says this is a vehicle with a storied history.
The Bronco. A totally new concept in transportation.
From its debut in 1966, the Bronco was always about going off-road. Ford Chief Operating Officer Jim Farley says the new one will have the same spirit, and it's going to take dead aim at Jeep.
We thought it was high time that we brought an authentic off-roader that is really designed to get out in the wild and nothing more, nothing less.
Ford promising a two-door Bronco, a four-door Bronco, and a more civilized Bronco Sport. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
M&M taking aim at police and politicians and people who don't wear masks in his latest.
And it's nonstop fury, cause I ain't holding them up like an armed robbery. God's my jury, so when I die, I'm not worried. Prayers to George Floyd and Ahmaud Arbery, cause so many cops are dirty. Stop, man, please, officer, I'm sorry, but I can't breathe when I got you on top.
Working with Kid Cudi, the 47-year-old rapper calls politicians half-wits and criticizes people who don't wear masks. The song is called The Adventures of Moon Man and Slim Shady.
People are starting to travel a little more this summer as the coronavirus hangs around. Travel Michigan Vice President Dave Loren says some areas that don't have normally large crowds are seeing a boost in tourism.
I hope that one other thing that will come out of this is that Michigan residents will better appreciate the wonderful place that we happen to live in. And perhaps, this will be an opportunity for us to make multi-generational habits to travel in Michigan and to better appreciate the place that we live.
Loren says this year is one to survive, not necessarily thrive, for the tourism industry.
People hitting the road for work or vacations paying more for gas. AAA Michigan says gas prices in Michigan are up 9 cents compared to a week ago, and they now average $2.26 a gallon. In Metro Detroit, the average gallon of gas will cost you $2.29, 65 cents less than this time last year. Detroit, Ann Arbor, and Marquette have the highest prices. Drivers in Flint and Jackson and Traverse City are paying the least.
It's been a record-setting warm summer for Lake Michigan. We have details from WWJ's Jim Matthews.
Whitney Miller teaches swimming in Lake Michigan and says she's loving it, noting that this time last year she was wearing a wetsuit to take a dip in the lake. Scientists say the average surface water for Lake Michigan temperature was 75.3 degrees on July 9th, setting a record for the month based on 26 years of keeping records. The Midwest Regional Climate Center says the summertime high is 75.6 degrees, recorded in August of 2016. This year, with an early heat wave across the upper Midwest, the air temperature in the Traverse City area topped 87 degrees for 11 consecutive days. Jim Matthews, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.